Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome the program. Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And, you know, we just continue to grind through the pandemic, don't we?
Yep, I'm staying at home most of the time.
And it's got to be something when you start thinking about things and saying to yourself, when is this going to end? When is this going to end?
Well, only the virus knows, and the virus isn't telling.
Gotcha. All right. So our topic today is, and it's interesting, it's about pandemics, but something I don't have a great knowledge in. It's called the pandemic history of the world. And when you talk about that specifically, the pandemic history of the world, it goes pretty deep into a lot of different pandemics that have happened in the world, in the history of world, right?
Yeah, this is going to be an educational program today. I'm going to educate you on what has happened in the world in various historical times.
Awesome. All right, so let's get to the topic.
Well, let me tell you that it's a pleasure having you listen to my show today. It's my sincerest desire for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of the coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission is the longest running, single hosted and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in the country. It's been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30 plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. So let's get on with the show today. There have been several pandemics in the history of the world. Pandemics have devastated communities for as long as there were communities. Time and time again, deadly diseases in the form of bacteria and viruses have spread like wildfire through our cities and towns. Nations have been brought to their knees by these microbes. Now I'm going to review them for you. The plague of Justinian, mid-8th century, occurred when Justinian was emperor of Rome and began about 541 AD. It periodically returned to devastate communities in Central Asia, Europe, and the Mediterranean. This pandemic was caused by the bacteria Yersinia pestis. It was spread by flea-ridden rats. Some say this pandemic played a role in the demise of the Roman Empire. 30 to 50 million people died as a result of this plague. Next, the Black Death, 1330s through 1360s, was also known as the bubonic plague and killed roughly 200 million people worldwide. The government tried to control this plague by quarantining people. The cause of this plague was the bacteria Yersinia pestis. In the mid-15th century, Venetians established lazarettos, which were isolation wards on small adjacent islands. Next, we have the Great Plague of London around 1665 in the city of London. And it was a return of the bubonic plague, which resulted in approximately 15% of deaths of the entire population. The death toll may have exceeded 100,000 people. The wealthy were able to flee the city, leaving the poor to suffer the plague. Most people who caught the plague did not survive. Public health measures included killing cats and dogs, getting rid of beggars in the streets, and trying to cleanse the city. The next plague was in the 19th century. It was cholera. It killed about 1 million people. The first cholera pandemic originated in India in 1817. The first pandemic killed hundreds of thousands. The second pandemic hitting Great Britain in 1831 killed 32,000 people. The bacteria Vibrio cholera was the cause of this plague. The next plague pandemic around 1855 to 1945 began in Yunnan, China, spreading around the world, including America. It was the third outbreak of the bubonic plague caused by Yersinia pestis. Next, the Spanish flu in 1918 through 1919 was caused by a strain of the H1N1 virus. It impacted a third of the world's population. Between 40 and 100 million people died, making it the world's worst pandemic in human history. Where the Spanish flu originated is debatable, but despite its name, it probably did not originate in Spain. Now, this pandemic occurred during World War I. The next pandemic was HIV/AIDS, starting in 1891 to present. It has caused the death of more than 32 million people around the world. By the end of 1985, every region in the world had a case of this viral plague. Public health response included campaigns to promote safe sex, discourage sharing needles campaigns, and to destigmatize the disease. Next, the H1N1 plague, starting in 2009-2010, was caused by infection of a novel influenza virus and started in California. Few young people had any existing immunity to the virus, but one-third of the population over 60 did have antibodies. There were 60.8 million cases and 12,469 deaths in the country. Worldwide, anywhere between 150,000 and 570,000 people died from this pandemic. Although the pandemic is over, the virus continues to circulate as a seasonal flu. And finally, the COVID-19, starting in 2019 to present day, is caused by the SARS-CoV-2 and first appeared in Wuhan, China, but has spread around the world, infecting over 5 million people and causing over 400,000 deaths, and they continue to increase that number as time goes on. Worldwide, over 350,000 deaths have occurred at the time of this reporting. Public health measures include quarantining, social distancing, wearing masks, and washing hands. This pandemic has caused a significant disruption in the United States economy because of massive unemployment and business closures. There is no proven effective treatment for this virus, and a vaccine is currently under production. However, I have heard that giving a steroid, dexamethasone, can decrease the death rate in patients who are admitted to the hospital and on ventilators by 30%, and those who just need supplemental oxygen by 20%. So that's a great step in the right direction. That is the list, Neil, of all the pandemics in the world. And I hope that the people can understand that Corona is not the only pandemic that's been around.
Okay, well, it's a very, very interesting thing. And the pandemic that you think of that's been the most fearful has probably been HIV/AIDS. And they've semi found a cure for it, but it hasn't stopped people from not being careful. So, and it's the pandemic all over the world. So, and that cure took forever. So if the coronavirus takes as long as finding almost a close to a cure as HIV, we're in deep trouble in this world.
Yeah. So people, including yourself, says, how long is Corona going to last? And I say, that's up to the virus. And the virus isn't telling right now.
All right. Where's the places we can connect with you and stuff like that and find information on you?
Well, my mission, as you probably know, is to spread the message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. This is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. It's available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet three simple criteria, everyone gets well from their addictive behavior. I have two free resources where you can start your journey. The first to follow is a link to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelled Libsyn, Libsyn, all lowercase, no spaces. And for more details about the treatment plan, go to www.revwynhendersonmd.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and the account is listed as @HugoTheArtist. Here you will find inspirational and educational daily tweets. And that's how to get in touch with me.
Awesome. Another great show. Great historical lesson you've taught us today. And we can look at all these different pandemics that we've overcome, all of them, and someday we'll overcome the coronavirus. So thanks again for coming by.
Thanks, Neil.
All right, that was Freedom from Addiction. Take care, everyone, everybody.